San Diego-based Qualcomm laying off 15% of its workforce. Now, they've confirmed they're planning to lay off numerous employees to achieve over $1 billion in cost savings. The maker of computing chips for mobile devices also says they plan to save about $300 million by eliminating some stock-based incentives, and they'll review its corporate structure as well. Joining us, Professor Emeritus of Finance at SDSU, Dr. Tony Sharon, to explain all this to us. Dr. Sharon, thank you for your time today.
My pleasure.
How do companies come up with these kind of numbers when it comes to restructuring?
Well, that's a good question. Basically, a lot of it is based on what they think they need to do to improve earnings and to bring earnings back into a realm where major investors are going to be satisfied.
And it was a major investor who made the suggestion, I guess, a major hedge fund investor suggested to Qualcomm to do some restructuring.
That's correct, yeah. They mentioned that the major investor I think you're referring to is Jana, which is a major, one of their major investors, a major fund. And they suggested that perhaps Qualcomm might be better off as two companies as opposed to one. In other words, splitting them up.
Has Qualcomm been having some tough times lately?
Yeah, recently they've been having some issues. They lost a major customer in the chip business, and when Samsung decided to either use a different producer or to develop the chip themselves, and so they decided they no longer wanted to use the Snapdragon chip.
So they're splitting the company then. They'll have two separate companies doing two different things?
Yeah, I think one company would still be, if you will, in the chip making and other businesses, you know, which is so pretty much engineering oriented. And then the other company would be a licensing company, which produces most of its profits right now is a licensing company. But the chip making business is the revenue producing company. Now, I know that sounds a little confusing that, you know, the major revenue producer is a chip maker, but the major profit maker is a licensing company. But what that speaks to, in my mind, is personnel costs.
Now, I'm looking at this and I wonder, not all of these layoffs, of course, coming to San Diego, but is this going to have an impact on our economy here?
Well, you know, so far, you know, when I've been asked that question, I basically come up with no, that the impact is going to be, as you say, we don't know what major part of it is going to come to San Diego, but I don't know. I did some quick and dirty computations in my head, and I figured that even if we paid everyone that got laid off, but at that point I was using a layoff of 3,000, if we paid them all $100,000 a year, that would come to about $300 million. But then when I looked at the entire, if you will, the entire income of San Diego, I used GDP as a proxy for that, that's $200 billion. And so that would be, for Qualcomm, 0.15%. So that made me come to the conclusion that I didn't think it would have a major super impact.
By making these changes, is Qualcomm helping their stock price? It used to be one way where if you laid off a lot of people, your stock price, you could count on it going up. It's not necessarily been like that in the last few years, though.
No, not necessarily. But I also note that one thing they're considering doing is a stock buyback. In other words, let's buy our stock back, you know, so we have more control, and let's buy it back when it's cheap. And so that would have a tendency to boost the stock price.
Dr. Tony Sharon, Professor Emeritus of Finance at SDSU. Dr. Sharon, thanks for your time today.